we could start. Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Bitzvah Pitchas. Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falak. So I was telling Rabbi Aaron that this Shabbos I was on the Upper East Side by my Talmud, Rabbi Ben Skidel, who made a bar mitzvah for his son. So a lot of people who were there from Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Josh Skidel was there. That's a brother of Rabbi Ben Skidel. Rabbi Josh Skidel is married to Rabbi Yoel Rakovsky's daughter from the Netiv Aryeh. He lives in the Old City. He's a popular personality, Torah personality in the Netiv Aryeh. He's a Rabbi Yoel Rakovsky. So we were schmoozing a little bit. So one thing he said to me about Rav Chaim Brisker's Seder. Rav Chaim Brisker had a very interesting Seder because he started, first of all, the Seder very late. You know why? Because he was very machmir when say Sakakonimus. So he started the Seder very late. And then he just went basically, and then he had a whole discussion of what's the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Is it this pasuk? Is it that pasuk? So that took time. And then when he finally got to the Haggadah, he had to go quickly because he wanted to make sure that they got by Chatzos. So he was telling me that the discussion from Rav Chaim, I think he heard it from Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, about that you have to know what mitzvah you're doing. And if you don't know what mitzvah you're doing, then it could be what? Misasik. Because you're not really knowing what the mitzvah you're doing. So you know what I told him? This reminds me of a machloikas. There was a very interesting person I was friendly with. He passed away, unfortunately. Rabbi Jules Brody. Rabbi Jules Brody lived on the... He was a time Talmud of Rav Huttner. He was an old lawyer, and he was a big time chacham. He lived on the west side. Did you know him, Ravarn? Jules Brody. So Jules Brody told me we went sitting next to each other at a wedding, and he told me that there was a machlokes between Rav Huttner and the Lubavitcher Rebbe regarding mitzvah tefillin. You know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had mitzvah tefillin that he wanted that everyone should be wearing tefillin. You know, so that's why we see Lubavitcher Hasidim coming, you know, in Bnei Yehuda, and all over the world, they're putting tefillin on, you know, or on Sukkot, they'll, you know, have lulav. And Rav Huttna had a problem with mitzvah tefillin. You know what, Rav Huttna, what was wrong with mitzvah tefillin? I think it's a great thing, mitzvah tefillin. You know, I still think it's a great thing. But you know what he said, what his problem was, mitzvah tefillin? He says, because the people who are putting on the tefillin don't realize that they're parshius inside. And it could be, if you don't realize that they're parshius inside, maybe that's a misasik, and then you're not going to get the mitzvah. So at least you would at least make sure to have to explain to them that this, it's not just a box, but there's and the Rebbe, I think, just thought, that as long as you know this, so you don't know all the, you know, what's going on in this mitzvah. You know you're doing a mitzvah. Say, in other words, say you put on tefillin and you know your whole life and you never knew, and you bought it. It's kosher tefillin, but you never knew that inside there's parshas. Would you say you're not yotzei the mitzvah? Is that a misasik? So that's what he told. So that's what Rabbi Skidel was telling me that Rabbi Chaim held. That you have to know. I think he was quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein telling him, Rav Chaim, that he wanted to make sure to know what exactly you're fulfilling the night, which pasuk. He got it to the Bivka, this pasuk, that pasuk. So Rav Chaim had to go through all the scenarios to make sure to know what mitzvah are we doing. And if you don't know exactly what you're doing, maybe that's what? Maybe that's a misasik. So when he told me that, I told him, you know, this reminds me of this machlokis between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Huttner regarding mitzvah tefillin. It's better than nothing. Meaning, at least you're putting out tefillin on everybody, not putting out tefillin either way. So, Yeah, in other words, why was her foot opposed? In other words,
Right, not opposed, maybe just
maybe
like
he's maybe or maybe he felt you're not gonna gain. So
hey, I'm saying maybe it was
why didn't he just tell the Bava Tribes? I mean, make sure to explain to them that there's
I mean, you make it better without it
yeah,
being
I don't know, but
bad. You tell me about time or mavish wasting their time. It's better that you learn the basic edge stuff doing something that's that you know it's like any other lesson does nothing.
yeah. Okay. So this reminds me now of our discussion now of Mitzvah Shlichas Kavanah when it comes to tzitzis. What did the Bach say? The Bach said a chiddush. What was the chiddush of the Bach?
I'm supposed to have a reason for each the reason he added for the reason as well as also
Right. There was Mitzvah Shlichas Kavanah. So what does that mean, Mitzvah Shlichas Kavanah?
means
What
that.
are the The who discusses what does it mean, Mitzvah Shlichas Kavanah? The Dech Pekudecha is the Bnei Yisoschar. And he has a tremendous svarim. So he said, how do you explain that? What do you need to have in mind when you're doing a mitzvah?
You have in mind that with the, if the puzzle tells you what to think about, you have to have that in mind. If it doesn't, keep in mind that you're doing the best.
Right. In other words, you have to have in mind. You have to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah, that Hashem is commanding it. That you're not just doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it because this is the. And that's where Reb Chaim is machpid, you should know which specific pasuk it's. It's a, but the chiddush of the Bach is like Rav Dietz said that well.
That or the reason for it has to have one mind of that mitzvah, one, and two, also the reason behind it. So it's two separate kavanos.
Two separate kavanas. In other words, you have kavanas for that you're doing a mitzvah. It's not just that you chose. You have to do right, and then, and if the Torah gives you the reason, you should have in mind the reason. And what's the reason? So, which mitzvahs did the Torah give us the reason, Moshe?
Yes, and then.
Sukkos, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. Sukkos, Tefillin, and Mitzvahs. So therefore, you should have in mind by Sukkos, L'man Yedu. There are sechem, and by tzitzis l'man this girl, Basisem is called mitzvosai. To remember, to remind us all the mitzvahs. We're going to have a packet soon about whether you're supposed to wear tzitzis out or in. That's also a good packet. I don't know if it's an extra. It's one of the coming packets about. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is it so you have to wear them out, or you could even wear them in? That's now what's the source? Is there a pasuk in Chumash that seems to say that you have to have kavanah for doing a mitzvah? Yeah, Mordechai?
Zakeli
Vavehu is saying that you have to do mitzvahs in a hudu way. But what's the but is there yeah.
That's based on the
In other words, what's the source of mitzvah srichas kavana? That you should do mitzvahs with kavana. Is there a... So the Sefer Haredim, the Sefer Haredim says it's included in the pasuk l'avdo b'chol levavchem. That even though the Gemara says in Tainis, l'avdo b'chol levavchem is ezo zavod
Tefillah.
Tfila, since that's only one interpretation, but what? But then there's another avdo. Doesn't necessarily just mean tefillah. It means all avodas Hashem should be b'chol levavchem. It should just be what the pasuk says, mitzvah noshim melumada, right? So therefore, that's part of the mitzvah. is to do it b'chol vavka. So the question is, when it comes to a mitzvah that the Torah says to do, so maybe it is an added thing that you should have in mind the reason for the mitzvah. Now, we said there's a din of heder mitzvah. What did you say, Mordechai? The pasuk zekei livaveyu is a mitzvah of heder mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of heder mitzvah. Zekei livaveyu. So the Gemara says he should have what? Tzitzis Noah.
Yes. Lulav Noah.
What?
Lulav Noah.
Yeah. So Rashi in Bava Kamma says a Kiddush, not only Tzitzis Noah, but what? But the Talis Noah. And you should also have a Talis Noah. So the question is, So what's the question that they ask on that? Yeah, you should have to have a nice house. You should have a bais noach, because right, so you shouldn't, if you're saying that the tzitzis noach means, so you're putting the tzitzis on the baggage, so the baggage should be a baggage noach, so then the tzitzis are a bais noach, but we don't find such a thing. So what do you say to that? We'll say more. You say, well, just to give a little more, Aaron. Thousand mechumra l'karka, so it's not totally tofel to the mezuzah. Mashen came the bat. The talus is not the, there's nothing on the other side. So
one other thing, a talis has no other purpose besides being a talis you do mitzvahs with. It's not, I mean, unless it's very cold in the room and it helps a little bit the AC. Really, it's just for being a talis. But a house you use for many things, not just to put a mitzvah on.
Okay. Now, what about Shechianu on the case when you buy new clothing? What's the story? Yeah,
so just because before you had there's no use, you can't do anything. So it's not
clean. It's only after you put it on. Right. So maybe you should only make a shachian. Who says, who discusses this? Is it Morgan Avram? What? Rabbi Gevay, maybe I should bring my. Give me 1 second, I'm going to bring out the packet. 1 second, I'll be right back. 1 second.
Is your that's assumption. So if you say you need a talus, no, you need to wear good clothing. You're suggesting you should wear, you know, clothing. It's not only before I'll say that. I think that's specific. It's because of this. It's because it's just stuff that you just have to wear. Let's go to my.
Yeah, you can have nice house. You can have a little bit of a Did you see the Gemara? Just give us an example. Because clothing is much easier to get when you have their clothing than about their house.
Yeah, but I'm saying like just means that like my house.
Sure, I'm sure you're going to discuss. So, like, therefore, you have to have a nice house. Like, nice is not material technology. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Right, so we had a discussion in the yeah. The Shulchan Aruch and Simcha So it's mashma that you buy the talis and then you put tzitzis on, then you make a shechiyano. So he says, so there's a Rabbi Kiva, so the Magen Avraham discusses this. Yeah, 1 second. So the Magen Avraham says, "Ain levarach shachianu lemitzvah kevin deinu bal mizman mizman." And then he says, "Pashad al kevin chadash shor levarach b'shas hakinyan." So how come it says also about tzitzis? Because normally kevin chadashim, we happen to do it when we wear it, but really, when you buy it, you're supposed to make shefiyano. So why does the Magen Avraham ask? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say for us about tzitzis?
Because you can't use it.
Oh, so the Magen Avraham says sarf lo ma de ma'ir shul birch b'shas kinyan. In Echanami, for some reason you didn't make it b'shas kinyan, so now you going to make it when you wear it, so then also about tzitzis. It was only if you buy a beged that's ready to be worn. But if you're buying just material and you're not going to, it's not ready to wear right away, so then you're going to make it b'shas lavisha. So then you're going to put it on tzitzis first. Or in other words, one possibility is that you just didn't make it right away. You bought it back, you didn't make it right away. So if you didn't make it right away, so you'll make it when you wear it. So then you're going to make it after you put on the tzitzis. Or the other possibility is that you bought, it's not that you forgot to make the bracha when you bought it, you bought cloth. You didn't buy a ready-made thing. So then you're going to do it when you wear it. And then you'll do it when you wear it. So then you'll make the bracha later. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he has a discussion about if you buy, say, new cutlery, you buy knives and forks and things like that. I don't know, maybe it's something that you have. I don't know today if everyone making a new cutlery. I don't know. Maybe it's not as exciting. But you buy something that he's going to buy something, he's going to make a shefianu one, but he didn't bring it to the mikveh yet. So that's his references the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham is mashma that you would make it right away, even though you can't. The only reason is he forgot to make it right away. But Rabbi Kivega says that maybe if you can't use it yet, if you can't use the garment yet, then some of the over shops were asking me about going to people's homes for a meal where they keep kosher, but they weren't told all the kalim. That's that's an issue. Could you use people's?
It's their kalim. It's their history.
Right. So some want to say maybe it's their mitzvah, it's not your mitzvah, so therefore you're. But the question is, are you allowed to put yourself into that situation?
Theoretically, you're allowed to use a non-Tobel cleat. Meaning, if there's a non-Jew who owns a cleat, the cleat is kosher, right? You don't own it. You can use it.
Yeah, because the non-Jew has a cleat. The non-Jew has a cleat. So then, right. I'll tell you, a non-Jew has a cleat and it's kosher, so you can eat from it because it's not chayiv to be tovel. It's a non-Jew. It's only when a Jew buys a kli from a guy.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not like it's not kosher. So I'm saying, so if this person has a mitzvah to do tefila, but he didn't, so it doesn't necessarily change what the actual meaning of the tzias of the plate is, that it's kosher.
It's kosher, but are you allowed to, is that considered bittul mitzvah to use it? So you want to say it's on him. Yeah, so it's not a simple matter.
That was the Corona solution.
Yeah.
But the Erev Pesach before, yeah, during the first Corona, that's what people did because the mikvahs weren't open.
Right. I say in Washington Heights, the mikvah was open.
Oh.
So we went and we were told with the cable. Kipshuto. So, because we needed also, because the point with Corona was that a lot of people were making a Pesach Seder for the first time. And then they were buying Kalim. And then I just got up from Shiva then. It was a very difficult time. My father had passed. Next week, Bez Hashem, is the Yortzeit for my father, Vav Nisan. So that was... It was a very difficult time. So then, buying Canaan and making Pesach, and it was a lot of things were going on. Okay, everything, Yad Hashem. But in Washington Heights, I called to say, what's the story? So one of the machers said, yeah, I wanted to close the mikveh, he said, but they wouldn't let me. So, and I was speaking to Reb Chaim Kalman Klein. He said, open the door, air it out a little bit, and we did that. And a lot of people weren't going anywhere because they were at, so we managed for a Tovel Kipshuta. Yeah, but other people were doing, with Mocher, with doing Mechira on the cave.
Like Mechira to the guy.
But I'm not so
they said it's only for a certain number of amount of time, and it automatically reverts back to
the. Yeah, yeah. So I. What?
There's a certain amount of time.
Okay. Yeah, but the Maisa, we were just Tovel, Kipshuto. So that's a question. Can you make a Shechianu on the Kli when you're not, if you can't use it yet? What do you say? No, I'm excited that I bought the cleat. Okay, I can't use it yet because there was Rabbi Kivager has this Yesh Lodom.
That's Sukkot Shabbos.
Yeah. In other words, where you're the test for Shabbos. Yeah. See, our minig is we make what we wear, but the strict halacha in the Gemara is, is you wake when you buy it, on the kelim kadoshim, the varach shachianu, not when you wear it. Somehow, the minik, shifted. Yeah,
I think people maybe have more excitement when they first buy something, maybe even more than when they're wearing it.
What?
I think people have the most excitement when they first buy it, right?
Wear it or buy it.
I think when you buy it.
Okay. Yeah.
When you wear it, obviously when you wear it.
I don't know.
The Ferrari holds when you wear it.
It might not fit you when you buy it.
Might not fit you.
No, you're buying it, you see, oh, I got a good Matia, I'm happy with it, I think.
You gotta see if it fits you.
How many people you buy 50 different sets of clothes? My mother's sister is about 50 different like 20 dresses online. They'll like try it all on and see which ones fit, and they'll return them. So like when they're buying it, it's not like the biggest deal because they're only going to keep like, you know, half of
their. Yeah, but once they decide which one they're going to keep.
In those days, it was one size fits all, you know.
Okay.
Because maybe you want to say when buying, you only maybe you should make the adjustment when it shows up to your house. You want to mine when you actually get the product.
Okay, when they deliver it.
When it's delivered.
But that doesn't mean you're wearing it. So.
You're saying it's much easier to buy things now, but not even.
Amazon is
you'll buy stuff. So remember everything about utensils. Right, when they had one set of utensils. Now you can go to Walmart, you go to Target and just get a set of utensils, you know, for $10. They're metal.
Yeah.
They're not like plastic.
Also, I think people weren't able to buy things as easily, right? The whole Holomoid, the merchants here today is not here next week. Right. So if I don't buy his pots now, he's not gonna have them here. I'm not gonna have pots for another 2 months. Right? Like just if in the market there are all these different things. It's not like today where you can always buy whatever you want. So maybe when you wear it, that's when you should make the bracha, as opposed to you're just so happy you're able to buy something.
Uh-huh. Right, but I don't know if it's so pasha that you have to be able to use it now. In other words, once you bought it, even if you should maybe, in other words, this idea that if you didn't bring it to the mikveh yet, so you can't use it yet, so maybe you can't make a shavianu yet. I don't know if that's so pashut. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger thought, or was not sure about.
We say that you buy it now in a box. You don't even like see the bubbles in the.
Open the box. See it.
But then you have to think about the. So showing me the box once you open the box, because you still have steam.
Well, you show up in the box because you never know what's in the box. You know, maybe they sent you the wrong thing. You know, like a lot of times. Well, maybe you're going to have to try it on. You know how many times today with the internet, how many times my wife says, oh, we have to return these shoes. We have to return, you know, so I'm the one who, she usually is the one who buys the things. I'm the one who usually returns the things. You know, she says, you have to go to the UPS store and, you know, return these shoes, return these, you know. No, because you can return them. So maybe that's why you should wait till.
Yeah, so you bought it, but you can't say shut that around.
Yeah. If you're returning it. But that's only a technical thing because you might not be. But say it's not something you need to wear. It's you bought a pot, not a pot, it's a fancy thing. It's not a question of size. So it's going to, you know, but you're not going to use it till whenever. I have a Talmud. This is the first time it happened in my years of teaching. I have a Talmud who just asked me, whether he should, he's just bought a strimal. I don't have to tell me too many Talmidim that wear strimals. He lives in Borough Park, so it fits in that he would, you know. First, he asked me whether he thinks that he should buy the strimal. Okay, it's on order now. So there's the strimal for sure. You should make a shechianu. Strimals are expensive. There's a lot of simcha in a strimal. Yeah, that I think probably happened. Yeah. Because you're going to get a strimal.
I think there's maybe
going to
get a
relish. Me? Yeah, you saw. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now what's the shear of the garment to be chayiv in tzitzis? Who did talk? Yoni, want to say?
I think it's the shear in which you feel comfortable wearing it's wearing that.
Wait, 1 second, please.
Hello?
Hi.
So as a marketplace, most of a marketplace kid, that you would then wear that size baggie by yourself.
Yeah.
First of all, things first off, people were way shorter than they are today.
You know, I don't understand that. People were 4'10", roughly, in those days. So the difference between a kid who is 10, sure, look at the doorways. Go ahead. Do you see these doorways in like ancient days?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what were you saying? What was the share?
Yeah,
share of people wearing couples that are wearing that, or and together, what other share did they bring with that?
The share of a child who would go out to the marketplace and cover
that. Right, so the problem is that people today are wearing a talus cotton that is not. No one would be. The talus cottons we wear today, even if you wear Shir Chazanish 24, the place is still, no one would just wear that in the street. Right? So we try to understand that that's the Maramintz as a tshuva. Look at Avram quotes Maramintz that people are. I'm not wearing Mashmim Shonodim Hagoro Mispayish, says the Magen Avraham, ain't Chiyuv Katan. So the Shaila is, well, what's the heter of what we do today to do that? So anyone want to say, yeah, Yoni, what do you want to say?
I think it's also if it's there, Isha.
Oh, so who says that? In other words, Yoni said if it's an inner garment, then you don't need it to be a shear. Because in a garment, so you're not embarrassed because you're having the outer garment. And what the Gemara was talking about is when they didn't have inner garments. But today we have inner garments. Who says that, Terrence? So that's probably the best Terrence.
Mukhi Yosef
says it. Baruch HaShulchan quotes it, but it's the Mukhi Yosef. And the Mukhi Yosef says that that Terrence. That only applies. And the Yerachat Shulchan quotes it. Sheish Meshur Shalom Shvitzit Eina Al-Beg Shabbatah Verosh. V'atok Kol Beg Shalom Shvitzit Eina Al-Gufo Chayav Tzitzis. Says Zeh Lushim Has been an Yitiv Rov HaGuf Zeh B'talitz Ha'elyo. Hey, B'varachim, yeah. Well, Talitz Kotten Shatachat B'gan Mitzarach Shir Klal. In Rakish Bo Arba Kanfos Chai Betitzis. Chaim Vur Lehedi Bediva Ritva of Nibuka Yosef. Right. Because then they wore cloaks. That's what they wore. And even today, that we don't wear cloaks, basically we wear a shirt and pants. So it's in two parts. But it's like, it's in two parts. So, but the towel's cotton. So that's what the Nibuka Yosef said. That the Mugi Yosef says that that it only applies to the Beged Elyon, and in those days that's all they had. And the Soros Tshuva says that, what does the Soros Tshuva say? That it depends. But what does the Soros Tshuva? He gives another terence. He says what? That it depends why you're wearing it. Are you wearing it for the beggar? Are you wearing it for the halacha? Kol Matoras says that Asiyas HaBegir Hirakad El Chaim HaMitzis Sissus Yeshom Kimi Toras Ben Elal Chaim Tzitzis. So therefore, he says, if you have, so when they were wearing it for the tzarach mitzvah, so then as long as it's like gimel atzbos, so gimel atzbos is chayav. Yeah.
Can we bring in other tzarets from other kachma?
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, we did say that. Right, we said that from the Eretz Tzvi in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, right? That achshavei, that you're machshiv, if you're wearing it, even though it's not the shir, but it's achshavei. And then he says that the Eretz Tzvi also says that the opinion in the Gemara that says that you need a shear, that's according to the Manda Omer, that Kli Kufsa is Chayiv Tzitzis. So, okay, Lo Shark Bay, Chatzi Shear, Kevin Glaze by Maisa. But Chacham Tzvi says you need to do a Maisa. If you do a Maisa, you machshav it. But if you hold, but if the Manda Omer, it's the Levisha, so then even Chatzi Shear, because then you're doing a Maisa. By achila, you're doing a maisa. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. And the Gemara that says that if you're wearing a beged that's not properly as proper tzitzis, yechayev chatas, right? Yotze b'shus harabim v'talish einu b'tzietzas kolchasa is chayev chatas on Shabbos. So what's the machlokes between the Netziv and the Mishnah Berura regarding that?
Whether or not how much of the tzitzis are, how many of the tzitzis have to be cut off, so whether or not it would then be awful to the tzitzis, it would be okay, possibly?
That was a different thing.
Whether a beggar does.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, so Ravrar, you participate, everyone.
Whether a beggar that doesn't have a shear is included in the
right, because we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Why is it talishein and mitzvahs kolchasa? Either because of the tcheles,
yeah,
that was Rashi. Tcheles is expensive, or according to the Tosis, it's because you can reuse the strings, so you need them. So that's kashivas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you wear a small beged, a small talis katan, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're also chayiv. Because mainly if the strings aren't properly cut off, or they don't have the proper size, okay, it's not mitzias, it's kilchasa. But what if it is proper, but the beged is too small. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the beged is too small, then you also, it's not chayiv and tzitzis then. So then the strings are considered hotzah. And the tziv disagrees. And he says no. He says, because, why does the tziv disagree? Because the Sif says only if you match
it. Yeah, it's, I think it's only if the strings are going to lead you to Otsah, right?
What does that mean?
We think about Otsah, right? As just carrying, right? That's how like we think about it nowadays, right? But really, yeah. It's not just carrying. It's moving, right, from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Rabim. And so if the tzitzis are going to make you have to carry, right? You're moving an item that you don't really need, right?
Right.
Which is the extra tzitzis from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, then you're gonna have a problem. But normally you're not gonna have a problem because if it's just the tzitzis on your beged, then that shouldn't.
No, because be a, it's, in other words, if you don't have, say, enough tzitzis,
yeah,
you only have two strings, not four strings. So then you're gonna have to undo it and then redo it. But you're gonna have to reuse these strings. So then it's machshir achshavei. But here you're gonna keep the beged as is with the talis katan. So then, okay, good. Okay, excellent. Okay, so let's see what else we'll talk about. A little more things. Could you do Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed? Could you do Mekadosh and Isha on Chol HaMoed?
Yes.
What can't you do on Chol HaMoed?
Yes.
Can you get married in Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is a great time, no? Everyone's off.
It's
a good Chol HaMoed trip.
Okay. If the woman's going to get engaged to somebody else, then you'll be able to.
So, could you have a whole asana? Why not?
Because once you're engaged to them, you're not afraid that you're going to lose out.
Could you get married in Chol HaMoed?
Oh,
Aim Avril Simchum Simcha. So you can't get married on Chol HaMoed, but you could have Kiddushin. We don't just do this. Bizman is that we don't have just Kiddushin alone. We do the whole thing. One stop deal. We do everything. We do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin and the Chuppah all together. But Bizman Chazal, he didn't do that. He was Mekadosh Isha, and then they come back a year later. And then they would have the Nisuin because financially they needed to get financially ready for the wedding. Yeah.
What about a Shas Ed Chak where you don't have a choice? You really have to get married on Chol HaMoed.
The only time you can get married on Chol HaMoed is if you're remarrying a woman you divorced.
Yeah, that's.
I was once at such a wedding. The rabbi in the shul said, okay, we're going to have a chuppah now. Chol HaMoed. But it was a machzik u'shasso. So machzik u'shasso is not, I don't know, because I'll say it's not considered a simcha. Maybe it is a simcha. I don't know. Why is it not a simcha? Maybe it's a big simcha.
There's
not
as many days, right? If I remember that right.
Yeah, so, I mean, Kiddushin we do today because we don't want him to lose the opportunity. That's considered a dover of.
The simple aspect is there less days of shower brachos, if I remember that correctly, when it comes to someone who was, say, previously married versus.
So, but nothing changed as well as that. So, that what was then? Okay. And what's the Shalos Chiddush about the Dalet Parshios? No, he doesn't say that. That's the Eliyahu Rabbah says, Tzachiv D'Oraisa. That's what Rav Ram says. What is Shalosh? Shalosh says that.
Is it okay if I give another answer?
What?
I already gave one answer. Can I give another answer?
Okay.
Okay. So Shalosh says there's a chova on an individual, private parshios. There's a chova on a tzibur for regular kriyas Torah.
So there's no other kriyas Torah, mikra din. Yeah. 10 people are listening, then it's okay, even though other people are not. I'm not advocating this, but for the Dal Parshas, everyone should be listening.
So that's why you can go to say for Torah and Parshas Sachar if you. And then even if you don't have a minion with you, you can be Yotzei someone.
Okay. Okay, Rebos, I think we did a good Chazara. So tomorrow...
I just had a question. Okay.
Yes, ask.
Yes. If you wanted to separate
it's not a gzeira, but you'd be doing something that no one else is doing in the world. So it's never good to do something that no one else is doing. So we wouldn't recommend that you go ahead and Makadish and Isha and then have them soon in a year from now. No one does that.
Doesn't Rebbe say 614th mitzvah is to be normal?
Yeah.
Right? That's
what people say, yeah. Yeah, so that's very important, not to do something that no one else is doing. So I wouldn't recommend. So when you get married, do the whole thing.
Yeah. I was just wondering if, let's say, you can sound up telling you, don't marry someone else. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you'll work it out. Okay. So it's good that we did a good Chazara. And now we're going to continue. And
what time tomorrow?
So tomorrow is Tuesday, 11 o'clock.
11.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Also.
What?
Also.
Have a good day.